This is one topic you may try to ignore until it affects you, but attorney John Kennelly says by then it'll be too late. While some states, like Florida, allow families of air crash victims to collect for mental pain and suffering, others, like Indiana, allow only for funeral costs and fees to administer the victim's estate. Kennelly says Illinois falls somewhere in the middle. The problem with our state's law, he says, is that it puts more emphasis on material worth than on the value of human life.
You could take a 70-year-old man earning $2 million a year, and his case would be worth 50 times the case of a minority or small earner with perhaps 8 or 9 children who's only 35 years old and earning, let's say, $12,000 a year.
Uniform federal legislation is pending in the House, but Kennelly says it would cause more problems than it would solve because it would cover only major airline crashes and ignores punitive damages, often a large part of a personal injury settlement. Kennelly, who represented victims' families in both the Chicago Flight 191 crash and the Korean Airlines 007 incident, has little faith in Congress's ability to pass a uniform law. He's hoping the National Commission on Uniform State Laws tackles the problem instead. In the meantime, Kennelly says airline passengers ought to buy plenty of insurance. I'm Arch Halperin.